Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. How y'all doing tonight? We thank God for this beautiful Tuesday night. I'm telling you, this is a day that the Lord has made. I didn't make this day. God made this day. You didn't make this day. God made this day. Man didn't make this day, but it was God. We thank God for making the days beautiful and kissing us on the forehead with new mercies every morning that he allows us to get up and give him the praise, and give him the glory, and let him be exalted above every other name. Amen. We praise God for you. This is Apostle Delilah M. Gamble coming to you live from Pinellas Park, Florida, at End Times Deliverance Ministry. ready to give you what God has given me so that we may eat together. And as we eat, we may grow together. We may drink together. Amen. And as we drink together, we will what? We begin to flourish in the spirit. What spirit am I talking about? I'm talking about the spirit of the living God. Can somebody say that today? We're talking about the spirit of the living God, the true and holy God. Amen. I'm going to go into prayer right quick. We got 1 hour tonight on the show, and we know that God can do a quick work, less than a half a minute. Come on, somebody. It don't take him long because he's the God of effectiveness. Amen. He can resurrect anything because he's God like that. Today's topic is let God be God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you right now. We just thank you for your grace and your new mercies each and every day that you wake us up. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to remove every heavy burden right now. Father God, that they will allow you to remove it. Because sometimes we feel like if we can hold on to things, we can master it. But we know that, Father God, that you are the only one that can heal, deliver, and set free. We ask you, Father God, to touch each heart and mind that will allow you to transform them through the renewing of your word, to cause sanctification, edification to arise in their spirit and cause them to be the man and the woman of God that you call for them to be. We thank you, Lord, because you have all power in your hand. This is not black power. This is not white power. This is not Puerto Rican power. This is not Italian power. But this is Holy Ghost power on tonight. No man made the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, but God, it's you that have made man. And Father God, teach us how to stay in our lane. Teach us how to remain where you put us, and let us not try to override your will, or else we will find ourselves in the ditch that we're trying to dig our way out of. But Father God, teach us how to make wise decisions. Yes, Father God, I feel that real strong in the atmosphere. Teach your people how to make wise decisions. Teach us not to lean to our own understanding, because we all get caught up in that. Ain't nobody above that. That is what the enemy likes to play, the free will game with us. But we buying that human spirit in the name of Jesus. And we ask you right now, God, to help us to see, to hear, to proclaim, to decree, and to declare the words of the Lord. So, Father God, as I decrease, you increase. Father God, you have your way. You let your will continually to be done. And all the promises in you, Father God, is yes and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Tonight, we're going to be talking about, you know, let God be God, you know, in our life. Because, you know, we as people with this free will mindset that God has given us, because he didn't want us to be cloned like a robot. Yes, God, you are my master. You are my healer. That's not what God wants. You got some people that are trained like that for real, demonically, in a lot of these so-called churches of Satan. But God said that wherever his spirit is, he represents the spirit of freedom, because he is the spirit of freedom. He comes to break every chain, every yoke, if we allow him. Y'all heard what I just said. If we allow him to break the chains. Sometimes we want to hold on to the chains. Sometimes we the chain keeper. Not the people, the creeper, but we the chain keeper. So we have to allow the Lord to be God all by himself. He don't need our assistance. Amen. I'm going to say that again, because sometimes we get caught up and we just get all up in the way of God's business. And that's what you call quenching the Holy Spirit. You're out of order and you're out of God's will. That is the character of the enemy, saints. That is the character of Satan when he wanted to be God. Think about it. Let that marinate in your spirit. Amen. Amen. So I want to come to you on tonight from the book of Romans, the 3rd chapter. And, you know, the book of Romans really began to minister to me. As God began to unfold the scripture, he began to show me myself in the Word of God. Yes, I said myself, I'm not exempt. You know, many want to preach and they want to tell you what thus says the Lord, but they don't exempt themselves. But in order for the body of Christ to be effective and be flourishing and growing, the head must be what? Made whole also. A sick head represent a sick body. And I refuse to carry on like that. Amen. So we're going to go to Romans. And I started at the third chapter of Romans, and I'm going to start at that third verse. And the Apostle Paul, he had to rebuke the Roman people, because these Roman people, they were some very bold people, religious folks. They was all out of order, and they want to call the shots. How many church folks you know always trying to call the shots? Every time you turn around, they always trying to always call the shots. And then if you don't follow their rules and regulation, they want to try to release a curse upon you. They want to say that you being rebellious and you being out of order, and God going to get you. So, I felt something right there. Shit, it both say. Romans, the third chapter and the third verse. And Paul was asking a question according to the Holy Spirit. That's Romans, the third chapter and the third verse. He was asking a question according to the Holy Spirit. He said, what if some were unfaithful? Will their unfaithfulness nullify God's faithfulness? Not at all. That's the fourth verse. He said, let God be true and every human being a liar. Amen. A lot of people don't like subjects like this because it really shows you the root and the fruit of your spirit. Come on here, Zion. Amen. We're going to keep this thing 100 on tonight. We ain't trying to cover up nothing, because hell is a dry time and ain't no water there. And God knows I ain't going to hell, and I don't pray for nobody else to go. Amen. But Paul began to ask them a question. He said, what if some were unfaithful? We know that we have many people that are unfaithful to God, because a lot of them, they don't have God's spirit. They think that by them being religious that they have God's spirit. They really do, because they're doing all these religious acts. They doing man-made religions and traditions. They think that's the Holy Spirit inside of them. Got them acting all out of order and saying stuff that is not of the will of God, and just being very rude and stubborn and rebellious. And they just feel like, hey, you know, that's the Holy Ghost in me. I'm bold for Christ, baby. Baby, I run up on the devil. Ooh, you don't know me, bold. No, it don't work like that with God. Not God. Got a lot of unfaithful people that are walking around here. They told the Bible. Mm-hmm. They told the Bible 7 days a week. Whole little Bible done been vandalized for them told that Bible so much. You can told the Bible on top of your head. That don't mean you say they told the Bible. They quote every scripture. But they don't have the revelation of the word. That's how you know that you're dealing with people that have religious spirits. They have been groomed by man to act as if they're a religious goddess or a religious spokesman. Just because you know over 1,000 scriptures, that does not say that you have the Spirit of God. And then it said, well, their unfaithfulness nullify God's unfaithfulness. Paul's letting the Roman church know. Yeah, half of y'all in here, y'all are unfaithful. But your unfaithfulness to God is not going to stop God for still being faithful. In other words, God's still going to be God. Can't nobody, and I'm saying this as an eyewitness, as a believer, as a witness, that no matter what I did in the world, no matter how I act, no matter how I didn't pray, how I didn't love my neighbor, God was still God. God was still God. And he's going to always be God. You cannot bring God out of character. He too wise. Oh, my God. You cannot bring God out of character. You cannot dethrone him off the throne. You cannot take the sun in the sky and try to use it as a missile to get rid of him. Oh, that was powerful right there, saints. You cannot chant him out of heaven. You cannot Jesus, him out of heaven. You can't shoot him out of heaven. Because he's God. But the problem with the people these days, and with the people of God, watch the way that I say that, people of God. With the people, I'm talking about the religious folks, and with the people of God, for the people that have God's spirit. The problem is that the people of God are focusing on the people that are not of God. They are allowing the world to dictate to them who God should be in their life. And that's why they don't see the manifestation of miracles happening back to back. It is high time, it is now time to refocus. It's just like a man, he is the head of the house. He's not the B-O-S-S. He's not the boss of you. He's the head of the house. But if you never will allow that man to be the head of the house, then he can't show you his skills and ability that God has put in him to operate properly. Because women, sometimes, come on, ladies. Sometimes we can just be too overbearing. If your husband do something another whole different way, but he also informed you. But when he did it, and when you saw it, you didn't like it, so you start mumbling and complaining. And that's how people do God. They want to allow God to do what he needs to do, to bring forth a true Holy Ghost filled deliverance mission, a revival in the hearts of the people, soul and mind, for the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. God ain't never weak. Ain't nothing weak about God. But it's just like a person that is so controlling in the marriage. They're controlling over their kids. When their kids get a certain age, they won't let that child be a young adult. They want that child to act like they're 6 years old. Stopping them from flourishing and growing in every aspect of their life. They are the vinegar to the root. They're killing them. And that is the way people been trying to do God for so long. Even people that God have raised up from his breast. The sincere milk of God that the Lord has raised up. And they're no longer on milk because God is saying, this is not a milk season for you. This is a bread and meat. And that's how a lot of these so-called ministries is. They get you in there, and after 2 to 3 years, if it's the right ministry, you're supposed to be out in the harvest, winning souls for Christ through the love of Christ, if you was trained properly, if you got the right spirit within you. That's why the harvest is much, and that's why the labors are fruit, because people won't let God be who? God. We're going to go on break. When I come back, people of God, I just want y'all to know that it is so important for each one of us to let God be God. Stop saying, Lord, have your way. And as soon as God starts having his way, then here you come. I love y'all. We'll be back.
You're amazing.
God is amazing. Can't nobody discredit God. Can't nobody take that from him. I want y'all to know, people of God, for years and years, the devil himself been trying to kill the Spirit of God for many years, and he just cannot do it. Never can he, never will he. Now, a lot of saints in time past and even up to now, they have suffered for righteousness' sake. Because they allow the Lord to be Lord of their life. There's a price to pay for letting God be God. But I just want y'all to know that God is the Spirit of freedom. He cuts you loose from every bondage, even the bondage of the free will, the human spirit that tries to get us in trouble with God. That is the same, listen, saints, Satan, before he became Satan, he was Lucifer. He had free will too. He was an angel also. Okay? It goes to show you that God is not trying to manipulate us and control us. So I want y'all to keep that in your front pocket. Don't put it in your back pocket. Because if you sit down, you just may lose it. But keep that in your front pocket. I want y'all to understand something, that when we don't allow God to be God, we are stagnating our miracles, our healing, our deliverance, everything that the Lord has for us, the blessings and the promise of God, they are on hold. When we as people, come on, somebody say that, say people, because sometimes we begin to act like people. We start getting in our flesh and we begin to act like people, all out of order. Trying to tell God what to do. Oh, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, go over there and just go over there and just do what you need to do. Amen. Now, what kind of prayer was that? The Bible say ask. God say ask. When you ask him with the right spirit, you don't be demanding God. Commanding him. Bossing him around, trying to push him around. You know that's an unclean spirit right there. I'm going to tell y'all something about a breakthrough. A breakthrough is not a breakthrough until you have learned the principles of letting God be God. People think tangible things are blessings. Tangible things can be hindrance to your blessings. Hear what God is saying. They can be hindrance to the real manifestations of your spiritual blessings being birthed forth, because we will not allow God himself to be God in our life. Why would you want your 19, 20-year-old child to still act like they're 4 years old? Why wouldn't you want them to advance in life? That is the way that you're doing the Spirit of God. Why wouldn't you want God to have free course in your life? That means he'll finish every course in your life. How can you become great for God and your name be great for God if you don't allow God to be God? See, people, they want to skip over that part right there, because anytime we really allow the Lord to be God in our life, that means he tears down the whole blueprint. And he gives us his blueprint. If you have a business and the Lord has given you some ideals of how to make that business flourish, and he has given you some new ideals of things that you need to do to advance, that means that you're listening and you are allowing God to be God. God is showing you how to be delivered from different habits, different outbursts of anger, scared to go to sleep at night. You got to sleep with all the lights on in the house. That means that there's unclean spirits there that are torturing you. All of these things that the human spirit don't want God to touch in those dark areas. Are you still hateful, but you're still trying to suppress it with a fake love? You still don't like the way you look. So you've been thinking about going to add on this and add on that. That's not allowing God to be God. Or you want to lose weight because you want to be 26, 34, whatever. These are all for the wrong reasons. This is what you call loving the world and the things that are in the world. So I'm going to go back to Romans, the third chapter and the third verse, where the Apostle Paul was saying to them, he asked them a question. He said, what if some were unfaithful? And he said, would their unfaithfulness nullify God's faithfulness? And if you notice the word faithfulness, that means continually, God will still be faithful. Continually. Nobody can stop God from loving you, not even you. That's letting God be God. And then Paul said in the fourth verse, he said, not at all. Don't get it twisted. N-O-T. Not at all. That's not going to stop God from being true to you. And we know, and then Paul said, every human being a liar. That's not going to stop God from being God. But a lot of people, they have stagnated the presence of God. When the Spirit of God is moving in the ministry and real deliverance in the house. And then you got some people that are in there, they are so unlearned of God's Spirit. And what I mean by that, they don't have it. They want to tell you, stop shouting like that. Stop dancing like that. You getting a breakthrough. They sit there, why you got to do all that? What's wrong with you? Whenever God begins to deliver a person, he does it his way, and everything that God does is holy. Everything that God does, it is holy. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, a lot of people, they looking at God like God is a man, and God has made it known, like in the Old Testament of Numbers, the 23rd chapter and the 19th verse. And he said, for God is not a man. Jesus came as the Son of Man. People need to understand this. God has never been a man. God is a spirit. And they that worship him, they must have the Spirit of God in them also in order to worship him in spirit and in truth. When God sees himself in you, then your worship is real. Your praise is real. We as God's people, we got to get to the point in our life. We got to get sick and tired and sick and tired of our human spirit. Well, God want to use us. And the enemy tell us, well, you know, and when we think it's God, I don't think you should speak tonight. That's not letting God be God. Well, I don't think you should go forth. God done open up the door for you, and you allow the enemy to whisper in your spirit. That's why I always pray, and I say, God, sharpen my discerning. Because I want God to have his way in my life. See, saints, I have really made some bad decisions in my life by me not allowing the Lord to be God in my life. And so I want the people of God to know that choices and decisions determines your future. In other words, the outcome could be either yay or nay. Your choices and your decisions would determine your atmosphere. And that's why King Solomon said in Proverbs, the third chapter, in all, not some, but in all our ways, acknowledge him. Who? God. In all our ways. Look, in all our ways, the way we think stuff should go, or how we think stuff should be. Acknowledge God. That means that you let God be God in your life when you begin to acknowledge him. Okay, God, you know, Lord, I'm really feeling strange about this certain situation. It don't feel right, Father God. I ask you in the name of Jesus to give me clarity, and I'll stand still, and I'm going to know that you're God. And what you're saying, God, I'm going to let you be God. It's just like a director hire an executive to be over in a certain department, and that executive have all the criteria and qualifications and degrees and so forth and so on. But the executive cannot really be an executive like they want to, because the director is always riding their bike. But you say that he or she was the person for the job. But every time they turn around, you always up in their office. Now, I understand that there are some guidelines and criteria and stuff that the individual must know. But when they have learned the basic, the fundamentals, the principle of how everything should be ran smoothly, then they don't need you hounding them like a hound dog. Roof, roof, roof. And so what that says about you, that you are manipulating and you are controlling. You are obsessed with control. That's why it is so important for us to ask God to transform our ways to his ways. And that's the way people do God. They try to hound him. Now, God, I'm coming to you, but you already know what I want. You already know. And so that same spirit that you carry, trying to always tell somebody what to do, and the people already know how to do it. That's why when they see you coming, they get up and go to the bank. Or they hurry up and say, oh, I got to go. I got an appointment. Just to get out of your presence. Saints, don't put your hands where they don't belong. It's a spiritual violation towards God and towards the people of God. When you're always bothering and hammering people for no reason. A power struggle, a swole head, a fat neck. It's time to let God be God. But many people, they don't want God to be God. Why wouldn't you want your husband to be the man of the house? You're not no man. But you don't tuck on that masculine spirit. Spiritual violation against God's will. And you binding and rebuking the devil, and he using you. You're binding and rebuking yourself, and you don't even know it. You're working witchcraft on yourself, and you don't even realize it. We must learn how to stay in our lane. I'm challenging each person tonight on this line. And this is an apostolic, prophetic word. And this word is going to follow you the rest of your days. David said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And that's the word of God. It's going to follow you. I'm challenging each person on this line to let God be God. I ain't challenging you to give me a $200 seed. That ain't even my makeup. But I'm challenging you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Stop your mess. Stop your mess and let God be God. And I declare that when you allow the Lord to be God, you're going to start seeing manifestations of miracles, deliverance take place in your home. I'm going to go on break and I'm going to come back. I want y'all to understand something, people of God. The more we stagnate the Spirit of God, the more the enemy gains ground upon us and begin to sniff our territory. And that's because we allowed him to, by trying to put handcuffs on God, and you up there freeing the devil to do what he need to do. You're letting the devil be the devil in your life. Wake up. Ain't nobody got no voodoo on you.
Laying at your feet, all my broken pieces, every load that carry, I bring to the King. Every step I take,
important, people of God, for us to understand that in order for God to demonstrate his power, in order for God to show us his glory, that we have to allow God to be God. Reason why the Spirit keeps saying allow, because some of us, we won't even allow our kids to be adults. That child is no longer 7, 12, or 13 anymore. They're 25 and 30. And I'm going to correct something by the Spirit of God. You don't look at your child and say, you're going to always be my baby. The devil is a liar now. They're not a baby anymore. You can say, you're going to always be my son and daughter. God don't look at us and call us babies. He called us sons and daughters. See, words of stagnate people from going forth, especially when there are words that are against the things of God. A lot of times we need to be careful with what we utter out of our spirit, even though the issues of the heart begin to proclaim the real you. We have to be careful with the way that we walk. Some of us are walking in a cycle of drunkenness, barrenness, and unfruitfulness. And I want y'all to know that all religious spirits is against God. All religions, because they're man-made and they were given to man by the spirit of the devil. So that's why a lot of people are unfruitful and barren. God is always fruitful. He's the increaser. He decreased sin. He increased his spirit in us. If we cannot allow God to be God, then we're going to always find ourselves going through the same cycles and behaviors and praying the same prayer that you prayed 5 years ago. And that's one of the body of Christ problems, because they won't let God be God. God trying to send you down healing lane, and you want to keep going down rebellious lane. You want to say, nah, because I remember when I did it this way the last time, it worked for me. And so God is saying, hey, it's not going to work like that this time. It's just like you get on a horse and you ride that horse. That horse is a horse. That horse is not a human. You have to let the horse be the horse. Take you where you need to go. You have to treat the horse like it's a horse. Some people want to treat a horse like they're a dog. That's out of order. What I'm trying to say to you is that is the spirit of Nimrod when you begin to do the opposite. The Bible says, obey them that have rule over you. If you want them people job, you follow their rules and regulations. You don't try to go out there and try to run stuff like you used to running stuff. Because some of us was raised that way in our mama's house, whether our grandma's house or whoever house that we was raised up in. But now it's time for that stronghold to be broken. Because that stronghold, which is a spirit, which is called a strong man, it's going to cost you in the end. I used to be very controlling and manipulating, and if you didn't like it, then oh well, that's the way I used to act because that's the way I was raised. But I'm here to tell you today, people of God, that spirit, it will tear everything up that God has planned for you. It's time to allow the Lord to be God. He created the universe, not Christopher Columbus. See, they were trying to get a credit to Christopher Columbus when I was going to school to my he discovered the world, and he noticed that the world was round. Well, he didn't make it round. People always trying to make it look like God ain't got no power or like God don't exist. God say, I'm God and I change not. So you see people trying to change the true original setting of how God spoke for it to be before the world was even formed, you better know that you're dealing with the spirit of Nimrod. like a man become a homosexual, he go and get his natural gender cut off to get a vagina. And somebody say, how is that? Because that person believed that they always was born, he always believed that he was born to be a woman. So he has stagnated himself for enjoying his manhood. And so he's living in a false world, a world of delusion, possessed with demons, doing everything that a woman would do. The spirit of Nimrod has overtaken his life. Sodomite spirits. What I'm saying to you, people of God, is so important for every last one of us up here on this line tonight to allow God to be God. God tell you something, you better believe it's going to happen. But don't you try to make it happen. That's what you call trying to be God. Let God handle his business. He don't need your help. He don't need my help. He ain't asking for our help. He asking for our patience. He asking for our faith in him and our trust. When you trust something with your whole heart, that means there's no second guessing. Some of us, we put trust in material things. We put all our trust in these material things, in these jobs and everything, more than we will ever give God our all in all. And that's a spiritual insult to God, to the Trinity. People want to talk about the blessings of the Lord, and they want to call down blessings and all types of stuff. But they're calling down what have not been manifested. Because they ain't even took the time to do the first thing that God told them that they need to do in order to advance. They want to be successful. They want to be prosperous. They want God to enlarge their territory, but they want to allow God to be God. Sometimes the husband want to allow the wife to be the wife. He start acting like a woman. That's out of order. That's why people have to learn to stay in their lane. In the natural, you on a four-lane highway, and it's a car right up beside you. You got your signal light on. Get ready to get over on that car. What's the first thing that person going to do? They're going to blow their horn. It may do more than that, but I'm just going to keep it basic. And you getting over on them. Or they getting over on you. First thing they say, watch what you're doing. You better stay in your lane. But that's what God is saying to us. I'm God. It's a dangerous thing to try to be God. There are a lot of people that have left this earth from being overwise, too nosy. That is in the Bible. Why would you want to die before your time? That means you were trying to be God. God don't never have to stick his nose in anything. He see it before it even happened. I want everybody to be encouraged. I'm going to be coming back with a part two with this lesson, this topic called Let God Be God. God been chastising me just as well. And we all going to get free, and we going to stay free. But we going to get caught up in nobody's mess, not even our own mess. But one thing about mess, when it get on you, it stinks. So anytime a person trying to be God, I want y'all to know that stinks in God's nostrils, just like we smell God's smell. We smell stuff, God smells stuff. Let me rephrase that. He said sin stink in his nostrils. Even when we want to take over stuff and want to try to act like we know how to do it, a lot of times we just make a mess. And we try to beat the people getting mad that's letting us know that you're wrong. We try to beat them getting mad. That's a bipolar moment right there. So help us God. Amen. I'm going to be coming back with part two. Thank God for everybody that came out tonight. Thank God for your spirit or ear to hear what God is saying. And let us not only be a hearer, but let us be a doer. Let's put the word into practice so that we can be very rich in the spirit of God. And we'll be able to feed many nations by the love of God. So many people are dying because they don't want to obey the word of God. They don't want to do what God say. Many people are dying in their sins. Lord God, it just cuts my heart because many church people, they are being lazy. A lot of God's people are in their flesh because they want to do it their way. So I want everybody to know that God is still on the throne. Can't nobody take him down. Nobody created him and put him up there. So I want y'all to know I love y'all in the name of Jesus. This is Apostle Delilah Gamma down in Pinellas Park, Florida, looking for God to do great things. As I move my hands back, see, when you move your hands back, you're saying, God, have your way. We got to learn to move everything back. Everything. Not some things, everything. So I want y'all to know to be encouraged. These are words of encouragement. Anytime you open up your mouth for the Lord, you are rebuking the people. You are correcting them. You are letting them know. That's not what God is saying. This is what the Lord is saying. So I want you all to be, listen, I want you all to be blessed and continue to be blessed by staying in the will of God. Remember, our human spirit always want to fight against the will of God because they don't want us to do what God wants us to do. Remember, put your free will on lockdown. Let the Holy Spirit show you. Your free will loves to come against the will of God. But the Holy Spirit can train it so that it will not cause you a spiritual pitfall, including me too. Well, God bless y'all. This is Apostle Delilah Gamma from End Times Deliverance Ministry. If God has leading you to sow, you can go to paypal.com, put in my email, Delilah, that's D-E-L-I-L-A-H, 474@yahoo.com. That means go to PayPal, www.paypal.com, put in my email, Delilah474@yahoo.com. Remember, keep putting God first, and he'll make you great, and he will make your enemies your footstool. Keep smiling. Remember, trouble don't last always. Have a good night.
I need your glory.
I need your glory.
This is for the worship of this morning.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Less of me and more of you is what I need.
Show me your glory.
Show me your glory, yeah.
Hey.
Show me your power. Oh, Lord, less of me and more of you is what I need.
Moses, I'm going to teach you a simple worship song. Says, I need your glory.
I need your glory.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Come on, not religion. I want your manifest presence. Less of me.
Less of me.
And more of you.
More.
It's what I need.
It's what I
come on, if you want his glory this morning, somebody say, show me your glory.
Show me your glory.
It will never be the same if you show me your power.
Show me your power.
Oh, that's right, but it's got to be less of me.
Less of me.
And more of you.
More.
It's what I need. what happens up in the body. So many times.
So many times I tried my way, but all of the pain didn't go away.
Yeah.
I realized that only you
Hallelujah.
Can give me this love that is so true.
Somebody sing, but it's gotta be less of me, less of me, and more of your spirit, more of your anointing. That's what I need. Hey, somebody say, show me your glory.
Show me your glory.
Oh, come on, worship us. Show me your power.
Show me your power.
And I'll never be the same. But it's gotta be less of me. I keep messing stuff up, trying to do it my way. It's what I need. Come on, glory.
So many times I cried my way. To give me a love that is so true.
Come on, somebody lift your hands and worship God in this place. Somebody say, show me your glory. Oh God, I need your glory. Come on, less of me, less of this flesh, more of your spirit. That's what I need. Oh, that's right. Come on, worship us. Open up your mouth. Let us hear your voice. Let your glory fall now. Oh God, for your glory, I'll do anything. That's what I want. That's what I need. Come on, party.
I need your glory.
God, we can't make it if you don't do it. Come on, say, I need your glory.
I need your glory.
Come on, worship us one time. Say,